The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Final hour of this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
855-450-FREE. You know, we call Free Talk Live live because we're live 7 nights a week from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time. But we are delayed broadcast, what they call in the business, delayed broadcast, recorded on many radio stations throughout the country. If you have something you want to talk about and you're on one of those stations, it may be very confusing for you. You try to call in, it's 1 a.m., you're thinking, they're live, they said they were live. You have to call in between 7 and 10 Eastern to 855-450-FREE. But you could do that and then hear yourself on the radio that evening, which is always exciting. If you do call in and you want to get some kind of recording from it, you just go to freetalklive.com. We have the last 7 days where shows right there available to you. It's freetalklive.com. We've been talking about, for the last hour or so, the situation here in the United States economically, especially for millennials. And it's kind of tough to be young, male, and not white in America as far as the economics of these situations go. And it isn't good for the future when you've got a generation of people who are jaded and cynical about their future.
Yeah, it isn't. And you know what? Being white, not like being such a hot thing lately either. You're ruining that whole bit for us, man.
that is a change in. There's no doubt about that. Let's go to Brian calling from Austin. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Pleasure to speak with you too, sir.
Thank you. I just wanted to share an absolutely amazing experience that I just had. I just listed an item for sale on a completely decentralized, open and free market that's global to anybody that wants to look at it. And it felt just great.
Which one is this?
You all spoke about it just a few nights ago. Open Bazaar and Free Market were on the show just a few nights ago. This is Free Market, NXT.
Free Market.
Yeah, it's up running right now. It works. And I just listed 6 silver dimes on it for 1,000 next.
Excellent. So NXT is one of these cryptocurrencies that you may have heard about on the news, and it is a little different than Bitcoin. We talk about Bitcoin a lot on Free Talk Live, but to some extent, Bitcoin is kind of shorthand for cryptocurrencies generally.
Yeah.
NXT is set up differently. It doesn't have I guess a lot of people have critiqued Bitcoin for its proof of work situation because it might put too much power in the hands of too few. Whereas NXT is a proof of stake, and that means that the people who possess the cryptographic monetary units get to make the decisions as to how it's formulated. Is that about right?
Well, I don't know that they get to make the decisions, but they get to. Provide the computing power for the network, I guess you could say.
Okay.
You could run a node with your NXT client, or you can just forge with it. Doesn't matter how much NXT you actually have, and you don't need, specialized hardware as in Bitcoin, with the ASICs and the centralization that's going on now, where there's just a few, big outfits in China and elsewhere. I heard one just burned down.
Yeah. I saw that.
James was talking about just watching the hash rate fall.
Going up right now. Less Bitcoin are being dumped on the market at the moment.
Yep.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know the answer.
Anyhow, the fact that decentralization is here, it's working, and to experience it right now, I just listed these items. It just feels great,
I'm excited. This could really change the way the internet functions. This is the free market on the internet, because the internet hasn't been free up to this point. There's still the
but Mark, net neutrality is going to fix that.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Yes, Obama's going to save us on that one. You know, I've heard all the great news about.
So what is he is he talking about, like Silk Road 3 or something? I mean, is it, what is this
no,
free
he was
market?
Talking, well, they're you know. They're just talking about this net neutrality thing
What Cantwell's asking is he doesn't know about this NXT marketplace, and what he's trying the free market, what it is. And what it is it's a decentralized market. So Silk Road is a website that's on the dark web that has a website place where, and it has administrators and all that stuff. What the free market is a program that is distributed across the internet on the people that use it on their computers, and they're able to do business on it without there's no head to the snake to cut off, as it were.
Just peer-to-peer.
It's essentially peer-to-peer. Is that right, Brian?
Peer-to-peer marketplace, yeah.
Yep.
That's
and this is
fascinating.
This is true with another one called Open Bazaar, and I believe it's openbazaar.org, and that is going to function with all cryptocurrencies. Obviously, the free market, NXT's free market, only functions with NXT, which is Nextcoin, what used to be called Nextcoin. And I think it's a very interesting – I think it's the most interesting of the cryptocurrencies that's available right now.
I will have to do some further research into this one, because it sounds like something I would love to comment intelligently on, and I'm just wholly incapable of doing.
Well, it's all brand new technology, you know, so I don't know that anybody – is an authority besides the developers that are knee deep in all the code. But
well, what are we going to do without an authority?
I'm excited about the fact that it's here and you can use it now, and the implications are just they're mind-boggling to see all these systems change over to a decentralized kind of system where they can't be taken down. They can't be affected.
Well, I don't like the whole can't be taken down thing.
Yeah. Somebody could make a virus, I imagine, that could go after this, right?
You know.
Sure, just as they can in Bitcoin and
right.
Everything else, correct?
So I don't know.
The internet in general, I mean, you know, somebody could take down the whole internet, right? I mean, theoretically, if there's some super brilliant Uber mad.
Not if we pass net neutrality, they can.
Well,
thanks for the
right.
call, Brian.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go on with our list of 24 reasons that millennials are screaming mad at our unfair economy.
Because they have to go on an open source peer-to-peer marketplace to actually trade.
That wouldn't be terrible for them. I think that the internet is going to... the internet can level the playing field. Most people can create some kind of work for themselves on the internet. And there are places in the world where you can live for a lot less than you live in the United States. I think that as the marketplace gets more global, you'll find Americans leaving, you know, continuing to leave, the numbers of Americans growing that leave the United States in order to live a better life in other countries while they continue. Because what the United States has and really has in droves is this is the place to make money. This is the,
right.
you know, the geographical area where money changes hands. And if you can tap into that while you don't live in it, then you can do pretty well for yourself. If you're living in, I've just heard, you know, Mexico, Thailand, Central America, South America, different places where you can live. And for the same amount of money.
As long as it's America.
I'm just naming off some things that I know. But as long as you're, you know, for the same amount of money, you can have servants. If that's what you want, you know, people that help you, you know, clean up, cook food, you know, whatever, or for you can live for a lot less and live like normal folks do, I guess.
Yeah, you could either have a big house and servants in one of these places, or you could live here and be SOL.
Indeed. So let's go on with our list of 24 reasons why millennials are upset. In 2012, another study released back in 2011 discovered that the U.S. households led by someone 65 years of age or older are 47 times wealthier than households led by somebody who's 35 years of age and younger. So basically, 65-year-olds are 47 times wealthier than 35-year-olds.
It would almost make sense if it was like double, right? Because they had some more time to put it together. But 47 times?
Yeah,
it sounds like things are working out so well for guys my age.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
And you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The Skype username is lrn.fm. If you want to sound a little better than the regular telephone, but either one's fine by us. That's lrn.fm on
just
Skype.
Send us a contact request. We'll accept it, and you can call in any time.
Yep, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. And if you're looking to get some gold or silver, silver looks really good right now to me as far as pricing goes. I expect it to go up, but, you know, that's the word of a talk show host. You can decide what's right for you one way or the other, but it looks like it's really good to me. And I am actually in the process of purchasing some silver from Midas Resources. And you can do so, too, at gold.freetalklive.com or silver.freetalklive.com, whatever makes you happy. For those of you who want a telephone number, I'll give it to you. Get a pencil ready. But you can, they've got all kinds of coins and pieces there that you're able to get. And, you know, they'll ship them to you. They've been in business a very long time. You're going to be happy. The number is, it's gold.freetalklive.com. The number is 877-857-9938. 877-857-9938, gold.freetalklive.com. And, Cantwell, we're going on here with this list of the 24 reasons why millennials are
spoiled brats.
Screaming mad at the unfair economy. And apparently, number 13 is half of all college graduates in America are still financially dependent on their parents when they are 2 years out of college.
Well, considering that they have 47 times more wealth than they do, it sort of seems to make sense at this point, I guess, right?
I think that my mom paid for stuff for me over time. Now I have a kind of a funny situation. I spent 9 years in prison.
It'll set you back a bit.
Yeah, it'll set you back a bit. But, I mean,
my
honest
excuse is not nearly as good as that either.
I'm, you know, managing to make it on my own now, but I still ride on her AAA account. You know, she's got me on there as another signer on the AAA account.
Yeah.
She pays it. I don't. So I guess that this is probably happening to, you know, lesser or greater extent for everybody across the country. But this is kind of shocking, is half of all college graduates are still financially dependent on their parents when they're 2 years out of college. Number 14, in 1994, less than half of all college graduates left school with student loan debt. Today, in 2014, 20 years later, it's over 70%. So
I'm surprised it's not closer to 80 or 90. I mean, it just seems to me like, you know, with how expensive school is becoming, I mean, it just seems like an impossible thing for people to pay for coming out of, you know, you're coming from high school and then going into college, and it's this huge, massive expense unless your parents are paying for it for you. It just seems like a thing that you're going to have to, you know, either borrow money or get some kind of a scholarship. You know, college driving up the demand with it, with trying to get everybody into college, whether they should be going to college or not.
Right. I think that's really what it comes down to, is if the people going to college needed to go to college, and the best I can figure, that's doctors, lawyers. I wish we could do without them completely. Engineers, college professors. I can't think of too many more, but I'm certain there's a few more people that just have to go to college.
Yeah.
A lot of people can educate themselves.
Yeah, or go into a trade school or something like that. I mean, college is this huge, massive investment that occupies a whole lot of time for things that have nothing to do with the job that you're going to go into. And, of course, the idea of the central economic planners and all the fools who have been listening to them is everybody has to go to college, a higher education for everybody, and it's just ruining everything.
I wouldn't go even to a trade school. What I would do is I would target the career I wanted, and if it's not the career I want for my life, it's at least the career I want right now. I would target that career, and I'd go get a job, the lowest level job at whatever that is. So if you want to build houses, go pick up sticks at the construction site. That's probably not the best one right now, but, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, there is a functionary level of employment that that somebody in that business has, and try to get that, because you'll learn a lot on the job. And then if they want you to move up and you desperately need training, they're liable to pay for your training. Many companies do. And if they, I mean, they'll probably require you to work there for 4 years or something like that to sort of make your training worth it to them. But that, I think, is the best bet in most careers. I don't think it's going to work for, like I said, doctors, engineers, lawyers, and a variety of other folks.
Yeah, I would say that wouldn't even work in, like, IT in a lot of places. I mean, I worked in a data center. I mean, perhaps maybe you could go sweep the floors in some guy's repair shop or something like that. But I know, you know, I worked in a data center, and, you know, we wanted guys with, like, an A+, you know, an A+ certification or something like that, or at least the training for an A+ certification or the equivalent experience. And so, you know, that's a thing that, I mean, you could take a class for, you know, $500 instead of sinking $20,000, $30,000 into a college education, and you get yourself into a pretty prosperous field. And, I mean, most of my career, up until the point that I said, the heck with this, and decided to become a media personality, has been in, you know, IT. And, you know, that's how I got into it. I did college very briefly, and I was like, this ain't for me. I did trade school, and I got into IT and got a career in IT management, you know.
855 453. Let's go to Mike calling in from Oregon. Mike, how do you say the name of that town?
Hi, guys. Clackamas, Oregon.
Okay, that's how it's spelled. Clackamas, Oregon. Got it.
So, how you doing, guys? Hi, Chris. So I just want to quickly comment on something that you guys just mentioned about the millennials. I used to work for the New Hampshire Liquor Commission for 13 years. And
so you're the one.
I'm a drug dealer.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm the one. And I started out in Plymouth, which is a college town. And
there's a lot of people drunk there.
What's that?
There's a lot of people drunk there.
Oh, yeah. Well, more so like up in Lincoln and Bristol and all that. Plymouth, not so much. I mean, you'd have an occasional drunk college kid come in once in a while, but it was a very rare thing. Most of them are pretty good. But I was there for 8.5 years before I went to another store. And I would take a little personal survey, and I would ask when the alumni would come in, oh, hey, I haven't seen you in a year, how you doing? I would ask them, are you actually using your college education? Most of them, I would say about 75 to 80% of them, said no, they're not. About maybe 10% were unemployed, which that's understandable. But a lot of them were doing painting, landscaping, some of them, you know, working for their parents. But very, very few of them were actually working using their college degree. And now all of a sudden they have all this debt. I mean, I'm sure you've heard the story before, but, you know, now they have all this debt, you know, built up and stuff. And it's like you could have taken that money and, you know, put it into, say, silver or gold and find something that you'd like to do more instead of, you know, this quote-unquote career path, which, I mean, some people, I mean, I did talk to some people, some alumni, that were actually in their field of what they went to school for, but that was a very, very kind of harsh thing.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that are not using their degrees. Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate that. And you really have to consider that when you're looking at college, when you're encouraging young people, hey, go to college. Well, go to college is a great idea if you're going to college for something you need a college degree for.
Right. It's ridiculous.
855-450-3733. Tell us your college stories. 855-450-FREE.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. Tote Flowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms, for $19.99. Plus, Pro Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Christopher Cantwell, anarchist, atheist, expletive.
855-450-3733.
When in doubt, leave it out. Blah, 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 blah. I messed that up so bad. When in doubt, leave it out. Right, guys?
You left it out.
FCC Airwaves.
That's the old rules from Clear Channel. And, you know, they're not terrible here on talk radio as far as rules to live by. Because even though there's the seven dirty words, which are actually six, and from what I can tell, only about four of them are you actually not allowed to say on the air. Talk radio, it's a different beast than morning yucker-doo talk, you know. So, you got to be careful of exactly how prurient one's conversation is. So if you're looking, if you value your online privacy, you need ProXPN. And what is ProXPN? It's a global virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted. Your internet service provider is likely saving all of your surfing history. And how does that make you feel? With ProXPN, everything you do online is available for review. Everything you do online is available for review. What is that without? Excuse me. I was like, that seems very strange. Without ProXPN. Just reading new copy here. Simply download the app for Windows, Mac, iOS. They even have something for Linux, and it's going to prevent that prying and spying. One account works for all your devices simultaneously. No need to have a separate account for each device. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50, and you'll get 50% off of an annual account. That's like $5 a month. Though, and FTL50 will get you the savings for the lifetime of the account, no matter which premium account you go with. So that's a long, I mean, it's not just for 1 year or 3 months or whatever. It's for the lifetime of the account. Use FTL code FTLBTC and pay with Bitcoin, and you'll get 62% off of an annual account. So this is a great deal. Premium account will give you unlimited bandwidth with servers all over the world to access, the ability to privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. It's important. ProXPN, they don't keep records of your online habits at all. You get it all of that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So you just try it out. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 or FTLBTC and get a great discount on privacy that's priceless.
The advertising aside, that is a crazy deal. I'm just pointing it out as I listen to it every time I hear it. I'm like, wow, that really is good.
Indeed it is. Let's go to Adam, who I couldn't find out what he wanted to talk about. Adam, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's up? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
All right. I'm currently a college student down here on the other side of the Berlin Wall in Mass.
Sorry to hear that, pal.
I hope you signed up for the Free State Project.
Yeah, I'm signed up. I'm planning on moving up there within a year or so.
All right.
I'm on board with the whole Liberty movement. Been like a big Ron Paul guy since years back. I have a unique situation where I'm currently going to college for geology and chemistry, which a lot of people will say is like a smart decision versus a lot of the other stuff.
Okay.
But I'm a veteran as well, and I feel like when I'm finished, if I look for the best job I could find, it's going to be more based on my military experience more than anything I'm going to learn in college right now.
Really?
But because my background was nuclear engineering and electrical engineering.
Uh-huh.
But I'm currently, like, I feel that when I get out, I'm going to have a job that has nothing to do with what I'm going to college now. And my main reason that
you'll be in good company.
Yeah. Well, my main reason for going to college is I kind of wanted to enjoy the rest of my late 20s that since I joined right out of high school. And I'm just kind of on the fence right now whether or not I should finish it up because I don't have that much time left. But going through all the bureaucracy and all the holdups and all the mistakes that the financial aid department make, it's really like kind of thrown me down into poverty, and it's taking a big hit on my dignity. And I'm really thinking about just walking away from it and getting a job, which I know I can get because a lot of my friends are getting awesome jobs. And it's just a toss-up between like my family being disappointed in me for not finishing it versus the harsh reality of like paying bills.
Well, I'd be looking at those jobs and what they're paying, and then you can start looking at finishing up with, you know, credit, you know, after school credits or whatever, you know, some kind of online credits to finish up. That's if you want to finish up, you can finish up over time. You don't need to stay in university to do it. I would be looking at those jobs and what they were paying, whether it was worth it to go. I had a friend who left one half of a credit, one class short of finishing her, degree, and just decided it wasn't worth it to her. You know, she's doing fine now. I can't tell you what she wishes she had done or what she doesn't wish she'd done, but things are okay. But I mean, it seems like awfully close to the end to stop. I can't remember exactly how many credits
it was. Yeah, that's the boat I'm in. I'm like one and a half semesters away from finishing. And pretty much everyone, all my friends and family, they're like, oh, just stick it out and finish it up. But it's like,
well, I'd finish the semester I was in, that's for sure.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, it's just to the point where, like, my credit's really taking a hard hit. And financial aid department, they're, like, losing my forms and calling me a liar, saying I never turned them in because I didn't get proof that I gave it to them. And I'm like, hey, I've been going for, like, 10 consecutive semesters, even through the summer, just because, you know, the GI Bill gives you a monthly stipend to pay your bills and stuff. And it's hard to get a job over the summer where you're just like, oh, I'm going to be leaving here soon. And
yep.
I don't know. I guess I just feel like my value is worth a lot more. And it's just tough coming out of the military, you know, being paid a lot and then just taking the hard hit of being a impoverished college student. I'm just, it's just a really hard decision for me to make right now.
It sounds to me, I mean, what you just described to me was a situation where you went to college specifically because you wanted to enjoy your 20s. And it doesn't seem to be panning out so well. You know, it sounds to me like you're not happy at all, and you're spending a whole bunch of money. So, I mean, it would seem to me that, you know, in a worst-case scenario, you leave college, you're unhappy, and you make a bunch of money instead of spending money. In the best-case scenario, you leave college, you make money, and you're happy. Right now, you're unhappy, and you're losing money. This doesn't seem like difficult math, pal.
Indeed. Adam, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Or you can call in like Adam did on Skype, lrn.fm.
It's amazing how much money people will pay to be miserable. I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know how to describe it either, but, you know, it's...
Like, misery should be cheap. Like, being unhappy should not be expensive. You know what I mean? Like, I could do bad without paying a whole lot of money for it.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, let's go to Chris calling in on Skype.
I'm in right here.
By the way, if you're calling in on Skype, I apologize because I can only take one at a time. I don't know how to work this thing as well as Ian does, so my apologies. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
I sure am.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Chris.
Oh, hey.
Hi, I was calling because I was wondering if you guys had heard about the European space probe that just landed on a comet.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I saw it trending on Twitter that we can land on a comet, but we can't. That was the hashtag that was trending. And I said, we can land on a comet, but we can't figure out that free markets solve problems better than government force. So I did hear about this. They're actually talking about it on NPR the other day when I was on my way out to Concord. They were talking about they were going to land a spacecraft on this comet that was orbiting the sun, and to do it they had to put harpoons in the thing, and it seemed like a very expensive project, and I wasn't entirely sure what the point of the whole thing was. Maybe you could tell me.
Well, I think they were planning on studying the comet and learning what it's made of and so on.
I learned that in science class in elementary school. It's ice and dust.
Well, sure, but I think you know a little
Aren't
bit more
comets
about
like
it.
On fire?
No, comets are not on fire. Their tail's always facing away from the sun, too.
Always away from the sun, even if they're not going in the other direction?
Chris, you got something else?
No, that's it. I just think it's a really cool gizmo. Sure, it's funded by the government. But
I think it's a horrible waste of money.
Thanks for the call, Chris. You got to find out about these things somehow, but, you know, I get it. 855.
Stuff into outer space and cling to comets. Find out what they're made of.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. It's possible we can squeeze you in here in the final segment of this edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Chris.
855-450-3733. You know, Christmas is coming up. The fact is that a lot of people are going to buy a lot of stuff online. I know they've got some day that is like not Black Friday. Is it that Cyber Monday? Is it supposed to be the day?
Cyber Monday is, it's like the stupid gimmick that they get you to shop at their stores on the internet.
Yeah, so a lot of people are going to do a lot of online shopping. When you shop through Amazon, go through shop.freetalklive.com. We have a link there, and you'll get the same prices, same service, same everything you normally get, but you'll just give us a little vig in the process. It's shop.freetalklive.com. We've got other retailers there, too, including Walmart and I think Newegg and a variety of them. So we'd appreciate it. Shop.freetalklive.com. It costs you nothing but an extra click or so. Shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Whit calling in from Arizona. Whit, you're on Free Talk Live.
Speaking of Christmas, I get a gift today. I thought you weren't going to call today. I was upset. I miss you.
Oh, I loved your Halloween costume.
Halloween.
The only good Chris Cantwell is a dead Cantwell. Love yourself, that freaking camp humor.
This is so great. I miss you because I wasn't here last week.
I want to have a chance to respond to your Lessons of World War One rant that you went on yesterday, Mark Edge.
Okay.
Hey, this is all about me.
And
you
I quote.
And me. You and me, James.
Much.
Do you have any idea? I was just trying to explain
to you.
No, hang on a second, because Mark doesn't want to talk to you. We've already been through this, okay? I missed you. Do you understand? I missed last week. Every Wednesday, I look forward to James calling into Free Talk Live. Last week, I was in New York, and now I'm back here. I've been waiting all night. You finally call in, and now you want to talk to Mark? I mean, I thought we had something special between us, you piece of crap. What are you doing to me?
You can call me whatever you like.
Everybody, all the amp supporters of this program, they love it when you and I talk. It's an important part of the program. So don't you just go blow off everybody who encourage us to keep on taking your obnoxious calls.
I think he owned you with the Halloween costume, and like he doesn't have to go any farther.
All right.
In response to your Lessons of World War One, because I want you to hear this. This is important.
Yeah.
Because it might open you. I just want to make you think a second time and hopefully make a pig like your buddy there laugh. But much of,
you win. Bye.
Much of what we think is we know about World War I is false. Chief among them seems to be the canard that the Versailles Treaty of 1919 that officially ended the war caused a far worse one 20 years later. Usually in the sense of the unnecessarily harsh accorded Imperial Germany.
Yeah.
And I'm quoting an esteemed and eminent historian from Stanford University named Victor David Hansen. And I should like to continue to say about your foil that you seem to always fall back on. I called in yesterday to talk about World War II, and you instantly turned it to World War I. And being the son of a veteran...
You asked me a question. Wait, hold on. You asked me a question, and you asked me which politician would I blame the deaths of my uncle and some of your relatives or whatever on. And the politician I was coming to mind was Wilson.
You blamed for America. That's how you answered it.
What?
Blaming United States of America.
No, the United States of America doesn't exist. Politicians who make policy exists.
Okay, can I continue? Because I've already heard everything you had to say. I want you to hear what I have to say.
We don't care what you have to say. We take your call to make fun of you in front of our audience.
Yourself and your
and is your phone worse than usual today or something?
Yeah,
what's wrong
really
with you? You have a phone. Why don't you stop? How did you even get on here with a rotary phone? Don't you have 2014 to do things? Did you pick up the phone and like crank it and ask the operator to connect you to Free Talk Live in King, New Hampshire? Or what are you doing?
What my dad would tell you while he'd be scratching his head is that if Germany hadn't war torn through Belgium and then into France in 1914, America never would have gone to France in 1918.
Sure.
And Germany. So. The point is, you blame United States to America.
So you want to blame Bismarck?
And what happened 20 years later?
Blame
Canada. Again, the politicians to blame are the Japanese military junta.
I knew the Japanese were coming in.
It had to be the Japanese, yeah.
And he was talking mess during the previous segment. He was all like, what's with the Japan? I only said that once. He says it every single time. He's always got a Japan reference.
You brought up Japan. I've never brought it up. Never have. Except for one time, the first time.
You just brought it up right now. You just did it. Every time. The Japan. What did they have to do with the Bitcoin fire that dropped the hash rate and made everybody panic? Is that why Bitcoin is more expensive? James, go.
Hey, you stupid white boy. You brought up Japan when Mark was talking about China.
Hey, don't be a racist. Don't be a racist.
That's you thinking of
right.
Japs.
You know what? You're offending my inner social justice warrior. I'm done with you. Done with you and your racism.
Cotton core. I'm not
done
racist.
With your
you
racism.
Call me that.
Thanks for the call.
You just hate white people.
I
Japanese supremacist.
Don't know why he calls in and talks to you. I don't know why he does it.
He's a glutton for punishment.
I wonder.
Look, I'm telling you, these guys, they were abused as kids, right? So, like, getting publicly humiliated gives them, like, sort of like this guilty sexual arousal, right?
No, and that's
like...
No.
It's like my favorite kind, right? It's almost like when a woman humiliates you, you know, like getting like spanked or I don't know how much more detail I could go into. But, you know, like a humiliating experience during sex. You ever enjoy that?
I'm just thinking that when Wit comes and kills all you people, I just want him to know that, hey, I got a kid, man. I got a kid.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that James would be very concerned about the well-being of future generations, you know. Because I don't know. I think he probably thinks. I imagine he's probably got some daddy issues of himself, you know. And he's like, well, if I kill everybody's father, then they won't have to grow up with this madness like I did, which made me a miserable talk radio caller.
So it's going to be very difficult for Wit to convince me that my position is wrong on World War I in the side of 3 minutes or whatever that's going to be on the radio. I'd recommend if you have points to make in that area that somebody's got written an essay or whatever, link me at my email at market.com. freetalklive.com. I read World War One stuff all the time. But I think that probably the best evidence that I've got is that Hitler made the French sign a new treaty in the same railroad car that they signed the Treaty of Versailles in the same spot. Maybe he held a little resentment.
So, I mean, I didn't even get what his issue was because I don't really tend to listen to the words that come out of his mouth. But so your premise was that World War II was started because of the Treaty of Versailles or Versailles.
Certainly the European theater.
And the indication of it was this coincidence of being signed in the exact same place when the French surrendered. And I think that that's pretty well established, right? I mean,
it's pretty well established. And if there's an academic out there, and I would doubt not for a second that there is, going against it. That's what academics are supposed to do. They're supposed to take different and wild ideas and present them in the best fashion possible. The fact that you can find one person that goes against the consensus, that's awesome. And I think that if they make a great case, I'd love to read it.
But James is basically upset because America.
It seems like it. It seems like to me. I blamed America. I don't blame America for anything. America is dirt, and dirt doesn't commit
you
wars.
Dirt about America.
Politicians are the ones who start wars. I don't think World War II was really avoidable in the European theater. I think it would have been very difficult for the United States to avoid World War II.
I think they could have avoided World War II. They could have just stayed home.
They could have.
They could have not put sanctions against the Japanese that invited the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Well, the sanctions were for some really horrific crimes that were going on in China. I mean, I can understand why the United States chose to put those sanctions on. I'm not saying that they should be able to put sanctions on companies that, calling themselves Americans, but I can understand why they did.
There's really lousy things going on in Iran, but, we go and we make sanctions against them, and it's this very predictable path to war, and it's not as if this is lost on the central economic planners. I mean, some of these people might be stupid or incompetent, but you've got to imagine that they have some advisors who actually do have a grasp of history, and they're like, well, first you sanction them, and then you go to war with them. That's pretty much human history.
Agreed. But, the imperialist nations of the world have, through time, they had to change their systems. Japan was changing late, and they were doing things that would have been considered probably okay in the time of the Opium Wars, but not so okay, some decades later. Anyway, I don't want to make apologies for it. I hate war.
All
I'm an anti-war activist.
Drugs and war.
You can listen to more Free Talk Live at archives.freetalklive.com. Check out freetalklive.com. In the meantime, it's been Mark with you.
And ChristopherCantwell.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When a loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.